Prayers for anxiety, assurance, forgiveness, plagues, sickness. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for April contains more than 500 prayers that cover almost any situation. It's titled Lutheran Prayer Companion. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or find out more and purchase Lutheran Prayer Companion by calling Concordia Publishing House weekdays during regular business hours, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for April, Lutheran Prayer Companion.
For Christians all over America, this is Holy Week. We remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So important.
If you allow any other voice as if it's on par with Scripture, then we're doomed as Christians. We can't possibly be faithful.
I would then become somebody responsible for consecrating a sacrament for people who are not under my pastoral authority, people who may not be Christians, and who would thereby be receiving the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner to their spiritual harm.
Make no mistake, if he rose at all, it was as his body. If the cell's dissolution did not reverse, the molecules reknit, the amino acids rekindle, the church will fall.
This is Alex in Northwest Indiana, and I am an Uber listener.
There is no doubt about it. These two men have given up. They're done. They've left Jerusalem, they believe, leaving Jesus behind in the grave and dead for good. They simply do not believe what Scripture says, and it takes Jesus himself to turn their hearts with God's word to believe the word that he had spoken to them and that Scripture had been speaking all along, that yes, he would die for the sins of the world, but yes, he would also rise again to die no more. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. back live on this Tuesday afternoon, April the 14th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker on Jesus meeting those two doubtful disciples on the road to Emmaus. A little bit later, Dr. Kirk Clayton joins us to tell us about how the Apostle Paul defended the resurrection. Then in hour two of Issues Etc., your answers to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? You can answer in that hour. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or you can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Joining us to teach a Sunday school lesson on Jesus meeting the disciples on the road to Emmaus in Luke chapter 24, Pastor Tom Baker, host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
Tom, why is this story so important?
I use this a lot on my program, Law and Gospel, to make a very simple point. The Pharisees, some of them, and the scribes, one could say almost had the Old Testament memorized. They did not deny historical events such as Adam and Eve created, 6 24-hour-a-day creation, Abraham was a real man, crossing of the Red Sea, the miracles and curses that had been done in Egypt. All of that they believed. But when Jesus came on the scene, they did not believe he was the Christ, the Son of God. And so C.F.W. Walther, in his Law and Gospel, which, by the way, I'm going to start doing tomorrow on my Law and Gospel series of a number of weeks, he makes a big point that there is such a thing as historic faith, where a person will agree with the history of the Bible, but then there is saving faith, which means they understand the history. In fact, in C.F.W. Walther's many theses on Law and Gospel, he keeps making this point. We're not here just to learn about knowledge of the Bible. We're here to learn how to apply it. And that is done by Law and Gospel. Now, here we have two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And what's so amazing is they know that Jesus was crucified, They have heard that women saw him rise from the dead, and yet they're depressed. They're sorrowful. And the reason for that is they really haven't yet understood why he was crucified. On Palm Sunday, they had no inkling at all that what they were going to see is him being buried in the tomb. That was just way past their understanding. And so what does Jesus do to help them understand? And this is found in Luke chapter 24, a very, very important chapter, where it begins with verse 13 through 35. But the main point is when Jesus finally starts talking to them, what does he say? He began to go from Genesis through Malachi, talking about where he is found in the Old Testament. In fact, I was a pastor for a little bit, interim pastor at Trinity Orchard Farm, and had a wonderful group of Bible study people midweek. And I began a study going through the Old Testament prophecies of Jesus Christ that were specifically fulfilled in the New Testament. And I began going in the order of the Bible. So the first one was Genesis 1:1. Let there be light, and there was light. And of course, that's fulfilled in John 1, verse 3, that all things were made through him, and without Jesus, nothing was made that was made. And he, of course, is the light of the world. We spent months doing this study until we ended in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, and it was 284 specific passages that are found also in the New Testament as Jesus fulfilled them. Now, why does that make a difference? Well, him being crucified, Psalm 22, pierced in hands and feet, he would remind the disciples. But there's more than just history being fulfilled. There's also the promises of the gospel. You can't read Isaiah 53 without thinking of Jesus all the way through it. Why is that? Because what happened on the cross is explained in Isaiah 53, as it is explained in a number of other passages. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. See, that was not considered by the disciples. They may have even known Isaiah 53 because Jesus had preached on it in Nazareth and said, today this is fulfilled in your ears. But very few people understood what he was talking about. So Isaiah 53, I would just encourage Sunday school teachers to kind of go through that, because it teaches very well what was going on at the cross that the disciples did not understand. He was despised, rejected by men, acquainted with grief. We esteemed him not. But listen to verse 4 of Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. In other words, the sorrow of eternal damnation he carried to the cross. Yet, and this was happening at the cross on the part of unbelieving Pharisees, the soldiers, and the two thieves, we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. So the people were saying, see, he's getting what he deserves. And that's why verse 5 of Isaiah 53, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And therefore, the chastisement, that means the punishment that brought us peace with his wounds were upon him, and we are healed. That's why Jesus, on the night of the resurrection, could walk into the room of the disciples, and his first words to them, peace be to you. Because the dividing wall of hostility between God the Father and human sinners have been broken down and dissipated by Jesus taking upon himself the sins of the world, paying the ultimate price, even to the point of death. And so Jesus, on this road to Emmaus, he is really talking that he reminds them, Luke 24, verse 6, he is not here, but he has risen. And the angels are talking to the women here. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must, and that's a word in the Greek that means it was necessary, that he must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified on the third day. Now, when the disciples saw Jesus on the road to Emmaus, they did not recognize him. He was hidden from them. How that happened, we're not sure. But later on, he did become recognizable at the breaking of the bread. But they couldn't believe he didn't hear about this Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet of great deed and word, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned and crucified him. And then they talk about the women's seeing a vision of angels who were told that he was alive. So Jesus starts speaking to them. O foolish one, and slow of heart to believe of all that the prophets have spoken. And then verse 26 is the key. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? Later on in verse 32, the disciples say, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road? And here's the key point. While he opened to us the scriptures. And so when we get back from the break, we'll talk about what does Jesus do and what is meant by opening up the scriptures that resulted in the disciples having great joy.
We're talking about the road to Emmaus. Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. He's host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. And we're in Luke 24, the road to Emmaus, and the disciples who are there. Now, how do they finally recognize him when, at least to this point, they hadn't even known who he was? We'll be right back.
It was Jesus Christ our Lord. Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago.
I've written a column for the latest issues, etc. journal titled Closed Communion, Biblical, Historical, Lutheran, and Loving. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Nancy Almodovar writes about her journey from the profound doubt produced by her former Calvinist beliefs to the absolute certainty of Lutheran theology. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
Have you ever wondered if your investments could do more? I mean, a whole lot more? This is Rahema Kavuga, Synod Relations Manager of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. When you invest with us, you not only earn a competitive interest rate, but your investment goes to strengthen Lutheran Church Missouri Synod church workers, congregations, schools, and organizations through low-cost loans and services. To learn more, visit lcef.org/invest101.
Sanctifying your housework with the Word of God. You're listening to Issues Etc. This is Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago, with a message for parents, grandparents, and godparents of college-bound children. Concordia Chicago is a distinctive, comprehensive university of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're devoted to our Lutheran confession and committed to strong academics. Please encourage your child, grandchild, or godchild to check out Concordia University Chicago at cuchicago.edu.
This is Pastor Philip Hauser with Lamb of God Lutheran Church in Papillion, Nebraska. We're faithful to the Lutheran confessions as recorded in the Book of Concord, and our services are traditional Eucharistic liturgies in accordance with the ancient texts Saturday evening and Sunday morning. If you're ever in Omaha, come visit us. We're on Lincoln Street between 84th and 96th in Papillion. Our website is lambofgodlcms.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker. We are on the road to Emmaus in Luke chapter 24. He's host of a radio program called Law and Gospel. Our conversations with him every week preparing Sunday school teachers for the classroom come from the Enduring Faith curriculum from Concordia Publishing House. You can find out more about this Christ-centered, cross-focused curriculum for the whole family. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, or give them a call, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for Enduring Faith. Tom, how do these disciples go from not knowing Jesus at all, not even recognizing him, to suddenly seeing him for who he is?
The text is fairly clear that Jesus explains, first of all, in verse 27, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. See, that's how you open up the Bible. And therefore, Jesus was using what Martin Luther during the Reformation referred to as scripture interprets scripture. You want to know why he was crucified? Well, the answer is found in Old Testament passages. But they still didn't recognize him, even at that point, they were really getting excited. Now, when they drew near to the village to which they were going, verse 28, he acted as if he were going further, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. Verse 30, Luke 24, when he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened and they recognized him. Now, there is a difference of opinion among scholars as to whether or not he actually was instituting like the Lord's Supper at that time, or whether he, in just breaking the bread and distributing the bread to them, just reminded them of how he had done it on Maundy Thursday. It wasn't really the Lord's Supper at that point. And so there is a difference of opinion, and you can have whatever opinion you would like to have at that point. But they then recognized him, and their eyes, it says, were opened. Now, when you take a look at that word open, that's interesting Greek word that's being used here. It actually means that these eyes were open in the sense that they were able to now understand something they did not understand. It's used in teaching where a faculty person will help the understanding of a student in their desire of learning. So why the eyes were open? Was it that he was using the words of institution, or it was just familiar to them how he had done the Lord's Supper? We're not quite sure. But they recognized him, and he then vanished from their sight. You know, he does that a few times when they were trying to throw him over a cliff. He just kind of walked between them, and he was gone. Now, you mentioned enduring faith. this Concordia Publishing House Bible curriculum. For the leaders, they have a list of almost a dozen prophecies from the Old Testament. Not as many as I have, 284 in my study, but they're really critical ones. They're the seed of a woman, Abraham's lineage, heir to David's throne, born in Bethlehem, born of a virgin. What I like doing, and I did this in my study, the material shows where the verse is in the Old Testament, and then it also, beside it, has the New Testament verse where the fulfillment is. The thing that the teacher could do is take each one and then just not give the knowledge of it, but apply it to the children. For example, he was a seed of a woman. Why is that important? Because had he not been a seed of a woman, he would not have been a human being. And it's clear from the Bible that only a human being could die for a human being. He was healing the blind, the dead, deaf, and the lame. Well, that's true history, but why is that important? That's important because that was to show who the Messiah or the Christ was, as Jesus told the disciples of John the Baptizer, and that's from the Old Testament, that he would be healing the blind, the deaf, and the lame. And the triumphal entry is also very important, not just the history of it, but specifically the fact that he was entering in order to die, which none of the people, or few of them, understood on Palm Sunday. And being crucified with sinners, well, he was the greatest sinner of the world. And, of course, his resurrection. We can't leave that out. So there's two things you do with prophecy. You first give the knowledge of them and say, see, here in the New Testament, he fulfilled them. But then you apply the knowledge as to the reason why he had to be born of a virgin, why he had to be of Abraham's lineage, why he was heir to David's throne, born in Bethlehem, ministry in Galilee, healing people, etc. And then, if I were a Sunday school teacher, I would then make it clear to the students that this same Jesus who fulfilled all these promises continues to fulfill the promises that he's giving to the Sunday school students that they had received in their holy baptism, that he would never leave them nor forsake them, that he would have their sins forgiven, that they would be wearing his robe of righteousness. And no matter how disobedient they become, they need not worry that heaven is no longer their home because they're not saved by their good works. They're saved by believing the promises of Jesus Christ that are connected to the historical events of his death and resurrection. It was necessary that he had to die, and it was necessary that he rose from the dead, and it was necessary that he ascended into heaven.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, thank you very much.
And thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how the Apostle Paul defended the resurrection. It was the linchpin to defending the Christian faith. Dr. Kirk Clayton will be our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR20. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
The world around us raises all sorts of reasons why Christ could not have risen from the dead. The April issue of the Lutheran Witness discusses how we can, in fact, know that Christ rose from the dead. Adam Francisco answers resurrection objections. Kirk Clayton explains how the Bible proves Christ's resurrection, and there's so much more. Here, Lutherans have an opportunity. For a world focused on fear of death and COVID-19, we can point them to the resurrected Christ. To learn more about this, visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the world from a Lutheran perspective. cph.org/witness.
Your church Easter egg hunt has been cancelled. But that doesn't mean there aren't wonderful treasures to be discovered at Ad Crucem. Celebrate your child's confirmation with Lutheran certificates, necklaces, and memory boxes, and wish all your loved ones a joyous, if socially distanced, Eastertide with our Christ-focused greeting cards. Put what you believe, teach, and confess on display with our Apostles' Creed, Nicene Creed, and Athanasian Creed. Visit adcrucem.com. That's adcrucem.com.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. Calvary Lutheran, Baltimore, Maryland. First Bethlehem Lutheran, Chicago, Illinois. Holy Cross Lutheran, Carlisle, Iowa. Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, California. Mount Zion Lutheran, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Prince of Peace Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. St. Jacoby Lutheran, Shawano, Wisconsin. St. Paul Lutheran, Bridgeport, Nebraska. Trinity Lutheran, Auburn, Nebraska. And Zion Lutheran, Dexter, Iowa. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support, Donate, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.